Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 13th of September 2024. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected Portland, 1031 by 1800 tomorrow. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northwest, backing southwest, 3 to 5. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. North Atsira, South Atsira. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. 40s, Cromarty. West or northwest, backing southwest later, 3 to 5. Showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest, backing west or southwest later, 3 to 5. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. North or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White. North, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Biscay. Northerly or northeasterly, veering easterly later, 3 to 5, fair, good. Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Trafalgar, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sewell. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North, 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6, fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall. West or southwest, 3 or 4, backing south or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Mallon, Hebrides. West, backing south or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. West or northwest, 4 to 6, backing south or southeast, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, fair, then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. Fair Isle, northwest, backing west or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, showers, good. Faroes and southeast Iceland, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 12th of September. Tyree Automatic, west by north, 2, 19 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 3, 19 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Lerwick, west-northwest, 4, recent rain, 30 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, west by south, 3, recent rain, 15 miles, 1020, now falling. Aberdeen, west by north, 3, 19 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Lucas, west by north, 2, 27 miles, 1023, rising. Boomer, northwest, 2, 32 miles, 1023, rising. Bridlington, northwest by west, 2, 1022, rising. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, north, 6, 11 miles, 1020. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest, 1, 1022, rising. Jersey, north, 4, recent rain, 35 miles, 1022, rising. Scilly Automatic, northeast by north, 3, 15 miles, 1026, rising. Milford Haven, north by west, 2, 22 miles, 1,025, rising. Aberpoth, north, 3, 24 miles, 1,025, rising. Valley, north, 2, 24 miles, 1,025, rising. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by south, 1, 16 miles, 1,023, rising. Valentia, southeast by south, 1, 19 miles, 1,027, now falling. Ronald's Way, east-northeast, 1, 22 miles, 1,024, rising. Mallon Head, west-northwest, 3, 15 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest, 3, 19 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday, the 12th of September, 2024. The general situation. The strong and showery northwesterly flow will gradually ease as a ridge of high pressure builds from the west. Later on Friday, the ridge will then give way to a strong southwesterly flow in northwestern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest, 4 to 6, backing southwest 2 to 4 later, increasing 4 to 6 later. Showers until later, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly later, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest, 3 or 4, backing south 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Showers, thundery at first, good. Occasionally, poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, thundery at first in east, becoming fair. Good, occasionally poor at first in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwesterly 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. North, 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwesterly 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, good. Isle of Man. North or northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest 3 or less, backing south or southwest 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or northwest, 3 or 4, backing south or southwest, 4 or 5. Occasionally, 6 later. Occasional rain later. Good, occasionally, moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, backing westerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4. Then southerly, 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4, backing southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West, backing south or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Showers, then occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles, west or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. And as I often say, it's wonderful to hear what the shipping forecast means to you. Paul Rick Kavanagh writes to say, I'm writing this from Barley Cove Beach in West Cork in Ireland, and in between Mizenhead and the village of Crookhaven on the sea area that is Fastnet. I'm from Cork City, he says, but love coming down here when I can. At night, I can sometimes see the light from the Fastnet lighthouse. And no matter where I am, I always look forward to tuning into the shipping forecast at 12:48 each night and 12:46 for sailing by. Originally, I listened to it to relax and unwind before bedtime, but I've slowly grown to learn its function and what it means, and about the different sea areas and the Beaufort scale. Always interested, the forecast for Fastnet especially. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank you and all the BBC Radio 4 people for a wonderful service, and keep up the good work. He says, Go rev mia mahagat, agus ihawa. That's very kind of you, Patrick, and ihawa to you too. As I said, it's great to hear from your stories of the shipping forecast and what it means to you. If you're listening from a particular sea area, you can always drop me a line to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of Chris Aldridge and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Ihuwa.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. We're connecting those time zones as always, and we're live in the United States and Hong Kong. Coming up, we'll take you to Shanghai, as the Chinese Stock Exchange opens in a couple of hours after hitting its lowest level since 2019. What does it tell us about the state of the world's second largest economy? And we look at Hong Kong's faltering property market.
How it used to be before, it's not the case anymore. People are a bit reluctant now to even invest. There are people who are actually just want to go out from this part.
And that's why falling river levels are causing problems for this country's economy.
Paraguay, as a landlocked country, and almost 80% of the total international commerce of Paraguay is going through the river by barge.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Vladimir Putin has issued a stark warning to Western governments not to allow Ukraine to use long-range missiles supplied by them against targets inside Russia itself. He said it would change the essence of the conflict, as our Russia editor Steve Rosenberg explains.
President Putin made it clear that if the West lifts restrictions on Ukraine using long-range Western missiles to strike Russian territory, he would treat that as the direct participation of NATO countries in the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin leader indicated that Moscow would take appropriate decisions based on the threats created. He provided no specific details of how Russia might respond. But Vladimir Putin is clearly raising the stakes. Western leaders will now have to decide which is greater, the danger of escalation or the need to allow Kyiv to use long-range Western missiles to strike Russia.
Donald Trump has ruled out holding another US presidential debate with Kamala Harris. The Republican candidate told supporters in Arizona that he had clearly won the encounter against his Democratic rival. He was speaking at his first election rally since the debate on Tuesday, in which he was widely considered to have fared poorly. Our correspondent Jenny Kumar is in Washington.
There were two snap polls. They surveyed a small number of people. One was 600, one was around 2,000 people. The respondents to those surveys said that they thought Harris had won it. There has been also people from both sides of the political spectrum saying that they felt that Harris came across better. And, of course, the Harris campaign seemed very keen to go at it again. We heard Kamala Harris saying that basically they owe it to voters to have another debate.
The president of Senegal has dissolved parliament and called early elections 2 years ahead of schedule. Basira Jumaifai set November the 17th as the date for the polls.